Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
As we got stuff brewing, we got things happening. We got to find out. We got to decode what's going on here, Bart Scott. What's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on.
I tell you what, the Jets are trying to make moves. And when we saw the Elijah Moore trade yesterday after our show, kind of explains, you know, what we're trying to get. Trying to get some more draft equity to say, okay, we'll sweeten the pot. But I'm still not getting rid of the 13th pick. There's no way I'm getting rid of that. You're not fleecing me for the 13th pick for a guy that's 39 years old that may only play 2 years.
But doesn't the move to get another second kind of create the ability to say, I don't have to give you my 13, but I'm going to give you 2 seconds that you can easily turn into a first draft? We see this on draft night all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Teams that are like in the first round that want to move out, that want to collect extra picks, one pick isn't enough for them. You could easily take 2 seconds and get into the first. You don't even have to spend both seconds.
I mean,
you can take a second and something else. I got to look at the chart to see what the value is. But you understand that those 2 seconds, if you're the Packers, have value, I think. Rich Cimini said this, and I want your reaction to it. Rich Cimini covering the Jets forever. And he said that the Elijah Moore for Mecole Hardman swap is questionable. Short-term move that has Aaron Rodgers trade written all over it. He's calling it a questionable move.
Yeah, it is questionable.
And he said the second-round pick from the Moore trade gives them 42 and 43 overall, more ammo to land Rodgers. In terms of player per player, Hardman is a downgrade. Moore is younger, has a better contract, and has no injury concerns. Hardman is a one-year rental coming off surgery. Feels like another wide receiver is coming. Odell Beckham Jr., anyone? Before we get to the Odell part of this, what do you just think of what Rich is saying about, A, the Hardman for Moore? Like, first of all, we all know that Elijah Moore put himself in a bad place in the organization last year acting up.
Yeah, but I don't think that
had nothing to do with it?
That he was the only valuable chip that they had to be able to move. You know what I mean? He was the only valuable chip that another team would want. He's
right.
an outstanding player that we know that was underutilized last year because of personal feelings of Matt LaFleur and them bumping heads. And Braxton Berrios is the guy who was able to get some of that productivity. I think it was bygones be bygones, but that's the only chip that they have on the offensive side of the ball that any other team would want. You get a guy that's capable of going for over 1,000 yards a year, a Percy Harvin type of player, a guy who can play in the slot, a guy who can play at the X. It is not a equal trade. But Mecole Hardman, if healthy, is a equal talent, I believe, because remember who he was brought in to replace? Tyreek Hill. He's a guy with home run speed, game-changing speed. He's a guy that, even though he had an injury-riddled season, has had 20 touchdowns in his short career. And you might as well say within 3 years, because last year was an injury-riddled season where I think he only showed up in 5 games. So you're talking basically 20 touchdowns in 3 years. So he gives you a different element that you really don't have. I mean, yes, Garrett Wilson is a deep threat. Yes, Alan Lazard is a huge down-the-field threat. But this is a guy that can take slants, screens, and go to distance. He's the Breece Hall of their receiving corps now. He's a guy that can be the gadget guy as well. And yes, it's not a fair trade because he's costing you $6.5 million. That's hard on the cap. But when you look at it, they're trying to get an explosive offense. They didn't want to get rid of Elijah Moore, but they realized in negotiations with, in my opinion, with Green Bay, that they may have to sweeten the pot to facilitate a trade. So, saying 42 and 43, you're picking back-to-back. Who's to say that Green Bay can't use their, because, they didn't go to the playoffs. So I'll look up, what Green Bay's second-round pick already is. So that basically says that they can have 3 picks in the second round. Remember, the Jets moved up to get Quentin, where they were sitting in Quentin Nelson's spot to move up to get Sam Darnold. They moved up 3 spots to be able to get Sam Darnold a couple years ago.
All right, so just so to help you out here, the Packers have 10 picks in the coming draft. Number 15 overall.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously for them, getting 13 along with the 15 for them.
Hell no.
I know you're saying no, but I'm saying in their eyes, they're seeing that as rebuild city.
Yeah.
But anyways, they have 15.
Not on my watch.
And then they have 1 second right now. All right, and they have
what
one third.
To second? What number is the second?
Well, it's whatever. So it's before 44, right? Wouldn't it? If you're doing the math, I'm trying to do the math right. 44, because it's 31 picks.
Yeah. So
right?
So they'll have
yes. 44.
So you're saying they'll have 42, 43, 44.
Yeah.
They can stay put right there and take two of those, like you said, and move mm-hmm. up in the first round and get whoever you want
late first.
But I'm not giving you 13. You're crazy. You're crazy.
Well, they also, just so you know, again, they also have a third, a fourth, two in the fifth, a sixth, and then four in the seventh. I'm just saying, they have a lot of picks in this, and if you're giving them two more, it just, you know, again, it definitely fills their cash, but the problem now is, like you said, they're going to be pigs at the trough here. They're going to be greedy.
Fat pigs get slaughtered.
I'm asking you, if Joe does a move like this, where it's, all right, what can I get for Elijah Moore? I can get a second. That's pretty valuable.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I can just sign Hardman to a one-year deal. And
it's not going
to
be perfect.
That second's sitting there. And I could now I've got 2 seconds, and now let's see if the Packers want to come to the table now that I've got this extra second-round pick. And then I can take that 13 off the table. That's got to be the strategy here,
yeah.
right? This is less about, I think, you know, Hardman, by the way, was, I believe, second in the league in yak last year. Like I know he didn't play a ton, but when he played,
he's explosive. They brought him in to replace Tyreek Hill. So that tells you everything
right.
that they believe
but he
about
got hurt.
Mecole Hardman.
So it's not like he's a bum, but they know what they're getting. The point is, this was a move about getting the Aaron Rodgers trade across the finish line. Right? Like, that's really all this is about.
And wanting to get it done, I believe, before June 2nd. They want to facilitate
it. I think they want to get it done before April 17th. Is that the draft? The 7th? It's the 27th? Whenever
27th, 28th, yeah. Yep.
They want to get this done, but I believe they want this done by then. They want this done within the next month.
Yeah,
get
of course.
It done.
Of course. So that, you know, Aaron Rodgers can get in the building. They can start getting some chemistry.
They can sign a few other guys that they need to get signed, right?
Yes.
Like,
so they can add
additions.
And listen, they're far from done, right? We hear the reports, of course, of OBJ. We see Alan Lazard and OBJ kind of playing around on social media. But I still don't see Corey Davis staying here.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be $15 million off mm-hmm. the cap.
Right.
You know, so when you consider that, that may give you the ability to sign OBJ to a two-year deal because he wants a multi-year deal. But then that also puts you in a position where you have Mecole Hardman coming off of injury, Odell Beckham coming off of injury, and then I you know, you can count on Lazard and Garrett Wilson, but then you're now also dependent on two guys to stay healthy.
Right.
And, you know, you got to bring them back slowly, but that allows you to bring them back slowly. I still would think that Randall Cobb would be there too.
Oh, you got to believe Randall Cobb's going to be in this conversation.
You would have maybe Randall Cobb, right? And you think you get all three of these players
Mims.
For the same, you know, well, Mims you may keep around because he's still cheap, and you tell Mims that he's going to have some role because, you know, at some point somebody's going to get dinged up.
Right.
Receivers are like Ferraris or Lamborghinis. The check engine light's always on.
Yeah.
It's always in the shop. It's always a hamstring. It's a thigh. It's a contusion. But, I mean, you talk about the Jets' weapons. If they're able to bring in OBJ, Garrett Wilson, Mecole Hardman, Alan Lazard, Conklin, Uzama, Breece Hall. Look, I also think, you know, they're putting it on TV. Corey Davis will not be there. Like, I don't know why. I don't even know why I'm even playing.
Well, they're right now, he's on the roster, so they're just counting it. That's obviously from Get Up This Morning.
Yeah, but that in my opinion, that would be the greatest skill position players that Aaron Rodgers has ever had.
As a group. Not individually, but as a group. It would be the best. Yeah. It would be the most talent he has worked with since his Super Bowl.
Yeah, since the Super Bowl, as far as the receiver depth.
Right. They got to get there. 800-919-3776 for the calls to be part of the conversation here. Bart is dug in. That 13 is going nowhere.
Nowhere. I need my future left tackle.
If you are the Jets, if you're running the Jets, are you worried that, you know what, I'll give up the 13 just to get this deal done and I have those 2 second-round picks? How do you feel about it? Are you with Bart? Or are you saying, no, Bart, we can't play hardball. We got to get this guy. So I told you yesterday. So Mark Murphy, the president of Green Bay Packers, who, you know, a couple of weeks ago, interesting that he would, at a high school basketball tournament, just sat down with or interviewed with a local TV station
and answered the question
in Green Bay and answered every question openly about Aaron Rodgers and, hey, we're going to help him. And, you know, he talked about him in past tense. And then so Mark Murphy is at this tech conference at Lambeau, and he addressed the idea of, We want to know, when's this deal getting done?
I would love to tell you everything you want to know about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, but I've under sworn secrecy not to say anything.
Yeah, well, he's laughing about it because I think he's enjoying this because he knows everybody's twisting in the wind right now. Well, you know who isn't sworn to secrecy is Adam Schefter. And on SportsCenter, he did talk about what he's hearing regarding what the Elijah Moore trade means to getting Aaron Rodgers.
What that does do is it doesn't sweeten the Jets' offer for Aaron Rodgers to Green Bay, but it does give the Jets added flexibility to try to attack this in a variety of ways to see if the two sides, which haven't spoken much this week, can figure out a solution that ultimately would end up with Aaron Rodgers in New York as the Jets quarterback.
And again, doing it while also keeping the pick. 800-919-3776. Let's get the calls rolling here, Bart. Our good buddy Fran in Massapequa joins us. What's up, Fran?
What's up, guys? Love the show, man.
What's happening?
Listen, this is typical Jets. Everybody's trying to
typical Jets.
Do everything. You know, instead of getting Rodgers, hey, take the one, take the two, give me Rodgers. This is what everybody's saying. They want Rodgers.
Who's everybody, Fran? Who's everybody, Fran?
He's going to get him to the playoffs. What?
Man, listen, I'm usually very respectful of callers, but that might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Why would you give up 13? Like, you have to protect him, Fran. What do you mean? Last year, how did he look with all the pressure he was getting when he had back the area and he had his offensive lineman and he was getting sacked by the Jets?
Oh.
What happened with Quentin Williams was all in his face. Like, so now you got a left tackle coming off a double shoulder surgery. Double shoulder surgery. He's 38 years old. You have a guy in Becton who hasn't been healthy in 2 years. So you're going to give up 13 to say, okay, I'm going to go get a second round draft pick at tackle, and that should do the job in case these guys get hurt. So you can have all the receivers you want on the outside. If you can't protect Aaron Rodgers, then what the hell are we doing?
So you're telling me that the whole deal, everything depends on the 13th pick getting someone to protect Rodgers. You know what? Listen, I love you guys. I'm not trying to fight with you. But this is going to be a disaster.
How's it a disaster?
You just exposed it. They have no offensive line. You think the 13 pick's going to come in and everything's going to be fine?
No, it gives you depth. You have Max Mitchell. You have Rodgers, but you don't have to be idiotic about it. You don't give up everything. It's a negotiation. I don't care about Jet fans. They don't know nothing. They're fans. I'm a football player. Yes, that played 11 years in the league, and I've seen how team building, I know how deals are done. If you give up 42 and 43, that gives them the ammunition. If they want to take those two picks, they can move up. It's always somebody like Kansas City, or it's always somebody at the bottom of the draft that's willing to give you a first-round draft pick. I'm not giving you 13. That is prime position.
Then you ain't getting Rodgers.
Okay, well, Fran, watch it get done. I don't care about everybody else. Quit talking about everybody else. They are idiotic.
I'm talking to you. So bottom line is the 13th pick or no Rodgers.
Fran, tell me this. What the hell is Green Bay going to do? Tell Aaron Rodgers come on back and give him $50 million after they already told him and he doesn't want to play there? You act like you have no leverage. They have a player that will not play for them. They're rather retired and play for them. What are they going to do?
Let me ask you a question, Bart. What is the chance the 13 pick's going to help the Jets this year?
Vera Tucker helped the Jets, right?
You give them the 13.
No, hold up.
You give them the 13,
Fran,
and you get Aaron
Fran,
Rodgers.
Fran, hold Fran. Hold no, on. You hold on. Yeah. My show, you hold
you
on for
on.
A second.
Man,
you can get dropped. What are you talking about?
Vera Tucker.
What pick was Vera Tucker?
You can't just
I'm asking you a question, Fran. What number pick was Vera Tucker? What do you mean he's your best lineman? Vera Tucker was 14th. Vera Tucker, your best offensive lineman, would have been all pro last year. You're saying what type of player are you going to get at 13th? Vera Tucker was 14th. That's the type of player you get. You get an all pro, potentially a Hall of Famer at 13th. Because that's exactly what you have on your offensive line in Vera Tucker. The hell are you talking about? This is the upper echelon pick. This ain't pick 20, pick 30. Don't be dumb. What the hell is Aaron Rodgers going to do? What are they going to do? They're going to say, all right, after Mark Murphy say, we don't want you, come on back. There's nobody else for them to negotiate with. The Texans are going to draft somebody. The Panthers are going to draft somebody. Who the hell are they going to send them to? That's going to give them a first round or two twos. Nobody's going to give them number one. Don't be stupid. You don't have to be. A 39-year-old, 15 years ago, you gave up a third-round pick for Brett Favre, who won three MVPs in a row that was 39 years old. This is apples to apples. But you're going to give him 13. That's got to be the most dumb thing. I would love to negotiate with you. Understand the value of picks. 42 and 43 can be packaged together to move up in the 20s. Because guess what? Somebody's going to say, how many times have we seen the Ravens and the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs drop out of the first round and acquire picks and allow somebody to move up? Last year we had the Lions. We had the Saints move into the first round. And you had Philadelphia give up their first round draft pick to move out. Because players fall. Come on, man. Don't listen. Don't fall for the New York tax stuff, man. Don't be stupid. And giving a team something up for a player that don't want to be there, and you have to figure out what type of quarterback you got for the future in Jordan Love, they have no choice. The Jordan Love era has to start because they have to figure out they're going to pick up his $22 million option. So he's going to sit on the bench and they're going to say, all right, we'll give you $22 million for 1 year. We have no idea if you can play football or not. They gave him a first-round draft pick for him and moved up and gave future draft equity for him. They have to figure out, do they have their quarterback for the next 15 years? So they can't even have Aaron Rodgers. And you're leaving him next year of a big salary cap hit because he can stay there. If he plays, he can stay there for $150 million. That's $100 million. Come on, you taking salary from them too. Come on, man. What are we talking about?
As we move on with the calls.
Damn.
I just want to advise
everybody.
Tell
me what other people are talking about. I don't care what other people are talking about. They don't know nothing.
Proceed with caution.
God.
Steve.
Oh, so. I don't care what Adam Schefter says. I don't care what none of those people say. Hey, they don't know more than me.
Steve from Long Island. You're up next, Steve.
But, calm down, buddy. Calm down. I understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, you got to think about it. Just like you just said, they could package the 2 second round pick to get a first rounder, right? Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Jets could do the same thing.
They can't move up to 13. Listen, you can't move up to 13, Steve.
Let me say something to you. Because, listen, I understand it's not going to be 13. But at the same time, the Jets, what are the Jets going to do if they don't get Aaron Rodgers?
What do you mean?
If that plan don't go, if the Green Bay said, okay, we're going to play hardball and not give them – if you're not coming out the 13, what are the Jets' second option, other options now?
You trade for Matthew Stafford because they're rebuilding.
Do you think that the Jets, your Jets, is going to be okay? And everybody else is going to be okay with Matthew Stafford?
Yes. If you're okay with Derek Carr, then you should be okay with Matthew Stafford, who won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. The hell are you talking about? Matthew Stafford has always been.
Listen, that team was way better than what the Jets.
So Matthew Stafford with Garrett Wilson, okay? Matthew Stafford with OBJ, who he's played with, okay? Matthew Stafford with Lazard, okay? Matthew Stafford with Mecole Hardman. What the hell are you talking about? Yes. Matthew Stafford with Breece Hall. That's
saying,
better than what he had in L.A.
You know,
what are you talking about?
But listen.
No, you can't. Can't say listen if you're not going to acknowledge that the pieces that Matthew Stafford would be better than what he had.
That, but Matthew Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, we talking about two different.
Matthew Stafford and Derek Carr, right? Matthew Stafford and Derek Carr, right?
Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr. That's not a good.
What are you
Derek
talking about?
Than Matthew Stafford.
Go. Do me a favor.
You're saying Derek Carr is not better than Matthew Stafford?
Not even close. Do me a favor. I want you to go to Spotrac, pick up, or go to Pro Football Reference and take a look at Matthew Stafford's record in the worst organization in football and tell me that Derek Carr is better than Matthew Stafford. I played against both. I'll say that again. I've played against both. Not one, not two. I played against both. It's not even close. God, you're going to call.
Where is A-Aaron right now?
You're going to call. Call with some damn facts. I can't even have a conversation with you if you're asking me, is Matthew Stafford better than Derek Carr?
And can I
won a Super Bowl?
Can I answer the question?
And lit it up.
Let me answer his question too. What the fearful what if? Right? There's that what if. In the next segment, I'm gonna play you some sound, and when I do, you'll understand what that what if is. All right, don't worry about that. But everybody wants to come have a chat with Bart, so I'm just gonna let you do that. Mitch in New Jersey, you're up next, Mitch. Turn off your radio, please.
You got it. How you doing?
All right.
You got to close this deal. I think the longer they wait, the less leverage that Green Bay has. Maybe you guys just get away with just giving it two, and hopefully in the mid rounds, you know, you get Hendon Hooker for the future. Because how many more years can Aaron play?
Well, you have Zach Wilson. You already took him at number two overall. You're not giving up, but you're not giving up on a kid after 2 years. You got to keep investing in him. So you don't go after another quarterback and create even more. Like, you have to use your picks smart right now to build around Aaron Rodgers. And in the meantime, you continue to invest in the quarterback you took at number two overall and everything that you saw in him, and now you have time. Aaron Rodgers buys you time to continue to develop Zach Wilson without the pressure of having to perform immediately on a team that is more ready to win than he is. So the quarterback is not what you do here, Mitch. Quarterback is not what you do here.
Well, he didn't do well, but
He didn't do well.
What quarterback did?
Very new. He was very new to everything. And it was all like hurry up and learn, which is a lot of pressure. So, no, he wasn't good.
They gave Sam Darnold about two. Same thing.
Look again. They did not give him two.
They're in a unique situation.
And right.
Where they were horrible with Sam Darnold. They're not horrible anymore, so they don't have pick one or two or three.
Yeah.
That's where the elite quarterbacks are without giving up draft compensation to move up.
All right, Danny in Centerport, you're up next, Danny.
What's up, guys? Man, I'm a little nervous here, but yeah, I'm never nervous calling you guys. Alan, man, we're neighbors on the North Shore of Long Island. I used to talk to you at 7 o'clock at night, and you know my passion, Bart.
Yep.
I thank you for everything you did for me. I'm 53 years old, man. I'm rooting for this team since I'm 7 or 8 years old. So you know what I'm invested in, and I've kept my sanity ultra. Bart, you're 100% correct, man. Give them a two. This is how I see it. Give them a two, give them that two, and give them a conditional two next year, where if we get to a championship game or a divisional round, that becomes a one. That's the best I'm doing for them. But let's get this guy and let's get rolling. But I'll give them the two number twos. I think that's fair across the board, no matter how you want to look at it. Let's get them in, and let's roll away after roll. This could be the best possible skill team we've ever had and he's ever played with. And let's show what it's all about to be a real deal team right here, man. This sets us right up for where we need to be as Jet fans suffering all these years, Alan. You know it, man.
Mm-hmm.
This has been a suffering cross that we've bared. I've bared it since I'm 7, 8 years old.
You know what this is, Danny? Danny, you know what this is? This is the time, and thanks for the call. I always love hearing from you. This is the time to not panic.
Right.
When somebody, the it's earlier caller said, this is typical Jets. No, typical Jets
would be here,
would
take
be
whatever you want.
To panic. But by the way, like I said, there's always something that you have in the chamber. There's always something that you just keep to the side and know, as long as that's there, we always have options. What is it? I'll let you know. Because one NFL executive said something recently that lets you know that there's a problem with a very popular quarterback that could be available to the Jets if Aaron Rodgers does not happen. Now, do I think Aaron Rodgers is not going to happen? No. He wants it to happen. The Jets want it to happen. And guess what? There's a third entity that wants it to happen that it's going to have some influence here. You know what entity that is? The NFL. They want this to happen too. So in the end, it'll happen. But in case you're worried, I'll give you some insurance. And of course, we have your calls at 800-919-3776. You guys got Bart fired up today.
I'm just not for the BS today.
We love it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So if you are worried about Aaron Rodgers and that somehow, some way, this whole dream is just going to come crashing down and become a nightmare, there's always options. And this is one of the options. And so many of you have always asked about this as an option. I want you to listen to Ozzie Newsome, who's on Bernie Kosar's show. Which, I mean, Bart, why can't we get Ozzy on our show? The hell?
I get Ozzy on here.
I mean, you know, you got blood in the ground there, man.
No, I can. I mean, he was with Kosar in Cleveland.
I'm aware.
But I definitely can get Ozzy on.
All right, well, maybe we'll get Ozzy on at some point. Maybe we'll have to talk to him about.
Didn't we have him on before?
Yeah, I believe we. No, we had.
We had Ozzy.
No, we didn't. We didn't have Ozzy. We had
Phil Savage.
No.
We had Phil Savage for sure. He told the Bart Scott story.
Oh, yes, we had Phil Savage. But.
Who was the general manager for Cleveland? We had
your old coach before Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah, Brian Billick.
We had Billick, right. Yeah. We had Billick.
I swear we had Ozzy on.
We did have Ozzy.
I can get the wig. That's just my guy.
All right. Well, anyway.
He shorted me out of $500. Cheap bastard.
Ozzy said something that's very interesting. Now, obviously, again, talking about an influential figure, he still is, right, in Baltimore? Very much. Eric DaCosta is like the GM.
He's responsible for both of the championships.
I know, but
he's hovering, yeah.
But he still has an influence.
And they brought him back. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Okay. So
he still worked for him. But
that's why this is, yes, this is, again, significant. Because
he got involved. He's gotten involved, too, in the negotiations.
Lamar Jackson is still not signed, remains not signed. Nobody's negotiating with him. We're all wondering why. But the one thing that we're all wondering about is the money. So when other people have reported Lamar wants this, Lamar wants that, Lamar keeps going back on social media. Have you seen him? Anytime somebody reports something, he jumps in right away. Apparently, like $133 million guaranteed was what he was offered, and everybody thinks it was $200.
That's $50 million less than Kyler Murray.
And he's saying, like when somebody said he turned down $200 million fully guaranteed, Lamar went to Twitter and said, more like $133 million. What am I supposed to do?
Right.
And so that happens. Now, you got reports of somebody who is not an agent but a representative of the family has been reaching out to other teams. The league says that teams cannot talk to this person because they're not a licensed agent, not registered as an agent with the NFLPA. So it just shows you, though, that Lamar is now saying, I'm not getting what I want from Baltimore. I got to get some other teams involved in this. And if you think that the Jets are telling Lamar Jackson, oh, no, we're all set, we're all set. No. You're keeping that door open. It's like, yeah, I'm in a relationship, but, you know, it's situational, right? Like, that's where the Jets are right now. But there's a reason why he's not signed by Baltimore. We all know why, but listen to Ozzie Newsome now talking about the impact of Deshaun Watson's contract on what the Ravens don't want to do with Lamar.
Well, you know what? I'm always about this. Every club has to do what they have to do with contracts, with drafting. You know, I got enough problems dealing with this club that, you know what, I can't, you know, I don't worry about what other people right. do. But, you know, our owner, you know, did say that, you know, that contract did create some problems. Yeah, now, yeah. what we have to figure out, is that going to be the norm or is that an outlier? And we don't know.
Okay, so that's two people now that have been public about how Deshaun's contract has made it extremely difficult for Baltimore to get a deal done with Lamar.
We all know
and
that
they are saying, we're not doing that.
We all know that's an idiotic deal that Cleveland did. That's
only I get it.
That's the only way Cleveland could snatch Deshaun Watson, who already told him that he was good,
yes.
from New Orleans.
You remember,
and
Deshaun was going to Atlanta.
Atlanta or... ordered New Orleans.
That deal was almost done with Atlanta, and the owner in Atlanta, who knew him since he's a kid,
yes.
said, I cannot do that. And the Browns were like, well, we'll do it.
No,
and that's why I'm saying.
He didn't ask for that. They came back and offered that. He was like,
well, that's right. He told Cleveland, as our story
told
goes,
Cleveland, no,
he told
you.
Cleveland, I'm done. You guys are out of the picture. He was working with Atlanta, And then Cleveland was like, we got to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And that's what they did.
And they went desperate mode. And I'm just saying, who's to say that when it gets to panic mode, and let's say things really, like, I'm going to give all you calls, all the fans and everybody, I'm going to give you this, if this is what you think's going to happen, if you are so afraid of a Jet thing happening where the bottom drops out and you don't get Aaron Rodgers because they were stubborn about the 13th overall pick. I'm telling you that that's when you raise the game and then you go, all right, I'll tell you what. We need a quarterback and we're going to give Lamar what he wants. And we know the Ravens aren't going to match it. And that's it. It's as simple as that, don't you think, Bart? It's as simple as that.
$210 million guaranteed.
And you have till July to get that done.
Right. See, this is the problem. As fans, we want it right now. Brett Favre was traded for when?
August.
When I was in Baltimore, Steve McNair was traded for like June. Like, you have time, but you guys want it right now. It doesn't happen that way. It's negotiation.
Well, it's easy to sit. It's easy to relax as a fan if it's done. You can't relax.
Daniel Jones got signed when?
Daniel Jones?
Yeah, Daniel Jones got signed when?
Right the day before. Right before.
Yeah.
Right before the franchise tag deadline.
Yeah, like 10 minutes before.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay.
So, what we say in sports is deadline breeds action.
Yes.
There's no deadline right here. Maybe the draft is a soft deadline. June 2nd is a hard deadline because they have to. If they trade him afterwards, it's not as hard on the cap. We months. It's March.
Mm-hmm.
Quit panicking, man.
Yeah.
The deal is gonna get done.
But Bart, I want to buy my jersey. I want to be able to just sit back and relax and know that my team is done. I don't want to sit through the anxiety of wondering, you know, when's it gonna happen. That's what fans feel, and I understand.
Well, don't go to Vegas then.
All right, let's continue with the calls.
According to Le'Veon Bell's album.
800-919-3776. Hey, Russell in Wantagh, you're up next, Russell.
Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking my call. You know, I'm sitting here listening to all these Jet fans in weak panic mode. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could fix this basically by making a public statement. You tell me if you think I'm wrong. They owe him what, 50 or 55
million?
Yeah.
Okay, can they really afford that in their cap structure, in their salary structure? Let's say they don't trade him to the Jets. And he says, I'm not playing for anybody else. I'm coming back. How are they going to do that?
Exactly. Now you got to figure out. Jordan Love, you got a fifth-year option that you have to decide May 1st, right after the draft.
Right.
So what are they going to do? Russell.
See, Russell's using his brain.
Yeah, you see, this is what happens when you take woosah breaths and let oxygen get to your brain.
Russell's using his brain.
Hey, Russell, guess what? Remember what Brett Favre did to him?
Yep.
He showed up.
Yeah.
He took a plane from Mississippi and showed up in Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers is like, I'm going to be the starter. And it's all Aaron Rodgers has to say, okay, I'm under contract.
Yeah.
I'm under contract. I'll be there for offseason conditioning.
But you know what? My shoulder hurts, so I can't throw.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't play.
Or I can.
Hamstrings tight.
Or I can. And no rep for Jordan Love.
They're not going to sit Jordan Love. Then they don't know what the pick is.
Exactly. They got to move on. They know they got to move on. This is just a game that they're playing. And Bart used the phrase, and great call, by the way, Russell. Well done. Bart used the phrase that I used with the Knicks when they were trying to negotiate for Donovan Mitchell. And it is something that all we have to get used to in this city with our teams. It's called the New York tax. You know who didn't have to pay a New York tax? The Rangers. They got Patrick Kane for nothing.
Yep.
I mean, literally, pennies on the dollar. They didn't have to pay a tax because, really, the Blackhawks didn't have much leverage. But other than that, usually you're paying a tax when you're trying to get a significant player from another team, especially from a smaller market.
And here's
you're paying a tax, get used to it.
Aaron Rodgers negotiated with one team. He said he wants to play for one team. So he's not going to go to another team.
Right.
Because Aaron Rodgers has to make some adjustments to his contract to make the money work to be able to sign people. He's not going to do that for anybody for the Jets.
That's right. That's right. Mike in Babylon. What's up, Mike?
What's up, boys?
What's happening, man?
Listen, just want to say love you guys. Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I had to call in and just say what's going on. I wanted to just back up Bart here real quick. Listen, Bart, I want to speak on behalf of normal Jets fans. We're not like that guy Fran, all right? That guy Fran was I don't know, he was on something else. And he got you all worked up, and I didn't like hearing my boy get all worked up, all right?
Yeah, I'm usually trying to be chill.
You can't wait for Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to. We don't need to get lose all cool. We just need to be patient. Everyone needs to calm down. It will get done. But I just wanted to call today because I heard Bart getting really pissed off, and I didn't like it. This guy, this Jet fan, made us normal ones look like idiots, and I don't want Bart to think that all of us are like that guy Fran.
Well, first of all, happy birthday, Mike. Thanks for calling and spending some time with your birthday. But you know what really got me, Mike?
Thanks.
When he hit me with the "What are you going to get with pick 13?" I'm like, Vera Tucker was pick 14.
ADT.
What are you talking about? He arguably, he's one of the most versatile, best linemen in the NFL. And if he'd have been healthy, he'd have been all pro. I don't promote violence. Yeah, yes, I do. I'm lying. But, you know, Fran, if he was sitting here, he could have got five fingers to the face. And it would have been cold-blooded.
Well, hey. I want you to know, we support you. We love you.
Mike, happy birthday, my brother. Have a great day. Alan's in the truck. Come on, Al.
Yo, man. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing much, bro. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you this first. Peace to the company. I bet. Yo, son, that caller friend had me so tight. Him and the guy after him. Bart, what's going on, bro? It's like they don't listen to the show.
Kudumatados.
Come on. You've been saying this since January, and you've been right. You've been right. Adam Schefter, they over here listening to you. They taking your stuff. So it's like he's over here bringing up what others are saying. This guy does not listen to the show. Fran should be banned. Fran. That guy, yo.
We'll put Fran on timeout. He's in the penalty box.
Is Fran in timeout now?
Yeah, he in the penalty box.
That's going to have me so tight. I was mad for you, Bart.
Yeah, come on. What are you going to get with number 14 that's going to protect Aaron Rodgers? AVT?
Like,
13 could be the first offensive lineman off the board. You got the kid from Georgia, kid from Ohio State, and the kid from Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we talking about? Mm-hmm. Could be the best offensive lineman on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did we get with 13?
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. Like, yeah. I can't even have a conversation with you.
Well, we'll continue those conversations because everybody wants to talk to you today, and I love it. 800-919-3776. Yeah, we'll get into the Knicks stuff. They lost last night. But you know what you saw around the NBA? Not just in Miami? Bad officiating. Bad officiating. Everybody was mad at the officials last night, all around the league. We got a problem.
Is Adam Silver coming out and going to say, this is the best officiating we've had all year, like Roger Goodell?
Roger Goodell said that, meaning it's always been bad, but it wasn't as bad this year.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, can I say something else about the...
you can say anything you want. It's your show.
The 13th pick.
Yeah.
Right, so we talk about what
the
would
unlucky
they,
13th.
Yeah, what would the Jets get with the 13th pick?
What would they get?
You know who else was some 13th picks?
Who was the 13th pick?
Tristan Wirfs in a year that Slater got picked. AVT got picked.
Yeah,
Rashawn Slater regarded as the top five
Who's that?
Left tackle
is he good?
For the Chargers. Yeah,
who is he?
Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
Is he all right?
So yeah, I think he's a staple to kind of protect the blind side, and also Tristan Wirfs is a great right tackle that helped them win a Super Bowl. So that's what the hell you potentially giving up.
Can I add one?
Yeah, get out of here.
In 2016, you know who went number 13?
Who?
Laremy Tunsil.
Oh, so you mean the highest paid left tackle in the game went 13th?
Three-time Pro Bowler.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, he went 13 also. Like, 13 seems to be a pretty good spot to find a tackle.
Fran, it ain't really aging well for you because you got an opportunity to get somebody that can play at a high level for the next 15 years. Laremy Tunsil, Tristan Wirfs, Rashawn Slater, and AVT one pick later. So come on, man.
You know what we should
sound
do?
Sound like a damn idiot.
Before we get back to calls, you know what we should
do? But you know what they say? When the next time you call up here, you tell me what they say. I need you to tell me who they is.
You know what we should do here?
What's that?
We should pour one out for Fran.
Yeah, man.
You're going to put him in timeout, right?
Put him in timeout, man.
You're going to put him in timeout?
Fran need to go read a book. I almost said, you know what I'm saying? I almost got me cussing over here, man. Fran got me all out of pocket and out of character, man. I don't even be doing all this.
Sorry, Fran. We know you love the show. We know you're a passionate caller. You love your Jets. But right now, we're going to have to.
We throwing them in the hole.
Yeah. Dismiss you.
Throwing you in the hole. You coming, we're going to be throwing
For
water
now.
On your face like Rambo.
I think he can earn his way back.
He can.
He can earn his way back. But for now.
He has atoned for his sins.
Fran needs to be eliminated from the call screen for a short period of time.
You know what we need from our fans?
What do we need?
Not 10. We need our five commandments when you calling up to this damn show.
I like it.
What are five commandments in? So that way, when somebody breaks one of the five commandments, we can drop them and they understand why.
Is this like a Biggie thing? Instead of the Ten Crack Commandments?
Yeah, like, crack, yeah. We need our five commandments.
Don't get high off your own supply.
Exactly. All our callers, help us out with the commandments and we'll
pick
the best
down.
Five.
I'll write them down. We need caller commandments.
Yes.
I like it.
Thou shall not. Rule two.
To piss off Bart.
Rule five, never get high on your own supply.
800-919-3776. Let's continue with them. Dave in Bayside. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys, you're forgetting one big player on Thursday that was drafted 13th. I'll give you the year, 2014.
Nah, I'm stuck like Chuck.
Stuck like Chuck?
You should know, Bart. He's a defensive player.
Oh, defensive player.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Was it our guy?
What year?
The Pit Master.
Oh, man. You know, you love him.
Yeah, the Pit Master.
MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I said Pit Master. He's from Pitt. Fear Tucker.
I mean
Aaron Donald.
You know
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald. Yes.
Aaron Donald.
King me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what the hell are we talking about? Like, 13 ain't, like, once all the bum quarterbacks that get overdrafted are done, that's four. Then you got a corner and a receiver. 13 is like you
I keep
can
saying
get the
this
best
though,
player.
But if you are willing, and by the way, I don't think you have to give up even both seconds. But if you wanted to overpay it, if you just say, you know what, I'll give you both seconds so we could just get this stupid thing done, right? This is Leo Getz. Okay, what can I do for you? Okay. Like, this is what you do. What do you want?
Because really, it can be a second.
Remember
this
coming
year?
To America?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if, say, I had like, you know, $200, twist my arm, right? Like, I'll give you 2 seconds to make you, what do I got to do to make you forget about 13? Is it 2 seconds?
Yeah.
2 seconds will get you into the first round. You don't even need 2 seconds. You can keep one of them, use one, move into the first round on draft night. Now we're all happy. Everybody's happy. Isn't that what we want?
Exactly.
So,
hey, guys, according to the chart, those two picks are worth a 17th overall.
See? That's what I'm talking
about.
Put
out a chart. That's why I'm looking
Dave,
for the chart.
Well done, Dave.
Damn,
that's an excellent call.
Can we get the
Dave,
chart in
man.
Here? Can we get the chart?
You want me to get the chart?
We need to have a chart here because, you know, we're going to be talking about the draft in a minute.
Yeah,
you're
right.
We're going to need the chart. So if 42 and 43 is worth 17, what are we talking about?
All right, Don in Basking Ridge. Don.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right, I'm going to tell you. I think two number twos is too much. They should maybe give a two and maybe a conditional three next year. Wait until June. Brett Favre. I'm not saying he was better, but he accomplished more in his career than Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Had that argument with Stephen A. last week.
And Matthew Stafford is an awesome backup plan. I just don't know what everybody's talking about. And Aaron Rodgers is not worth the number one. I don't even think he's worth the number two. I was sorry to see Elijah Moore go because we don't know what his ceiling's going to be, especially with a guy like Rodgers.
Yeah, he's going to be a beast.
Or even Stafford. I was it kind of hurt my heart a little bit to see him go. But
Don, the problem is with Elijah Moore and why you make that call, because you know that he's only 1 year younger than Garrett Wilson and you're not going to pay two guys that mm-hmm. type of money. So when he comes up to get money in 2 years, you're going to walk away from him anyway. So this gives you an opportunity at least to get something for him. Mecole Hardman understands the assignment, what he's here for. He's a hired gun. Alan Lazard is here. He's your $11 million a year guy. So It's the same thing that you have with certain players, man. When you have two good players in the same position, it's the same problem that Buffalo has with Gabe Davis and the same problem that the Bengals have with T. Higgins. Like, well, we pay T. Higgins, we got to pay Ja'Marr Chase next year.
Eventually you got to pay, right?
So we can't set the market twice with two receivers. Same problem that Philadelphia is going to have with Devonta Smith when he's up because A.J. Brown's going to be there. Same problem we had with Braylon Edwards and Santonio Holmes. When two guys are up and they're relatively the same age, you got to pick one. So the fact that you're able to get a second-round draft pick kind of allows you to say, okay, it's no question about this is our number one guy and Garrett Wilson. And I think Alan Lazard understands that he's number two, and he accepts that.
So those two picks that the Jets have in the second round right now, as you heard the caller say, they are the values are 480 and 470. Put that together, it's 950, and that's a 17th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the 13th overall pick value is 1150 according to the chart for this season.
So you need about 200.
So yeah, you got to find, you know, other picks to, if you want to help them get something that's a little higher than 17. But if you package those two together, that gives them the value to move into the first round to get as high as 17.
So here, I gave you a first-round draft pick for Aaron Rodgers.
Pretty much. If you give them two seconds, are pretty much going to be equal to a first-round pick that is going to be a second half of the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But there are always teams that are willing to move out of the first round in the later part
because
they don't want that fifth year.
Because the person there is not, yeah, they don't want the fifth year.
Or they know, I can get this guy later, so I want more draft capital.
Yep.
So again, keep that stuff in mind.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.